Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, ladies, and welcome to the show today. I'm so very, very excited that you are with us today. We've got an awesome, awesome lineup for you. Of course, I'll be introducing to you the theme for February 2020, and we have a very special, special guest on the show today. And I'm speaking of no other than Juanita Kraft. She is an entrepreneur. She is a lifestyle motivator. She is a singer, a songwriter, and an engineer, right? So you're going to hear all about Juanita, and you're going to hear one of my favorite songs that I have just really gravitated to and have been listening to in the mornings just to set my day, and it is called I Love Myself. And of course, this is February. This is the month that we celebrate the action of love in our country. And so this is just so timely that Juanita has written such a beautiful, beautiful song. So I will be introducing her a little bit later on in the show today. And also, I want to just let all of you know to please make sure you get your pen and your notepad out, because there's going to be just great information shared with you today on the show. I hope that you all had a wonderful weekend and that you spent some time joy pampering yourself and doing some things that will bring joy into your life. Remember, you are responsible for your very own joy. Well, a big thank you to all of the individuals that attended the My Life Purpose, Living Life on Purpose webinar that I had on last week. It was such a wonderful time that we had, and I got so much awesome feedback. If you attended that particular webinar, just want to let you guys know that you will be receiving your My Life Purpose journal today. We've been having some technical difficulties on the back end of our site, so we were having problems with uploads and all that good stuff, but we got it all straightened out. Also, you'll be hearing about things going on over at womenaboutbiz.net and a lot of different wonderful things that you will be able to participate in. One is My Life Purpose Challenge, which is a 30-day challenge. So you guys need to know about that. And then later on in the show today, as I bring Juanita on, she's going to be talking about her I Love Myself Challenge, which I think is very, very important as well. So we've got a great lineup for you. And so hopefully you are going to be here with us this hour on the show and get your dose of inspiration and motivation to take you through your week, your small business information that is definitely going to really, you guys are really going to like this topic that is going to help you to not only close the sale and generate more leads, but it's going to help you to really just start thinking in a different way about your small business and what you need to do as the CEO and ambassador of your company. It's 12:03 after the hour. And for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. For those of you that are not familiar with the show, who we are, and exactly what we do, Successful Woman Radio is all about providing women in business with a positive environment where you can be motivated, encouraged, and inspired to create a successful life, generating the income that you desire. So make sure you mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern and be empowered with information that you will be able to put to use right away. Well, I don't want to forget to give you the five questions of focus and action. You know, one of the things that we talked about here on the Successful Woman Radio Show all last year was the importance of you being the CEO that your business needs you to be. Have you thought about that lately? Have you asked yourself that question? Am I the CEO of my company? Am I the type of CEO my business actually needs? And so, ladies, I want to encourage you, as you ask yourself that question, I want to remind you that it's your responsibility to guide and lead your company and to take it to the next level of success. And so you cannot do that if you are not clear on what your role is as the CEO. So if you haven't done so already, make sure that you schedule some time to write down your position description about what you do, what your responsibilities are, what should you be doing daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly as the CEO of your company. And I want to guarantee you this. There is such a difference between being the laborer working in your business and being the CEO ambassador working on your business. It's two totally different things. And so, of course, as small business owners, many of you are solo entrepreneurs working by yourself. You need to remember that even though you are working by yourself, you are not by yourself, right? That means that you need to develop a power team of individuals that can support you, that can provide you with tools and resources. You can leverage their talent and their potential to help you shorten your learning curve and push your business forward. And so again, we all this year, we're going to be talking about a lot of information on being the CEO and doing what you need to do to step up to the plate and become the businesswoman that you need to be for your business. All last month, during the month of January, we talked about the diamonds are all around you. And of course, our book club book of the month was Acres of Diamonds. What an awesome book. Got a lot of great comments on that. A lot of people have been emailing saying, you know, where can I find the book? The book is definitely, I know for sure, on Amazon, and I'm sure that you could go on barnesandnobles.com and also get a copy of the book as well. It's an excellent book to read. The Diamonds All Around You, of course, our theme was all about the fact that sometimes we have this tendency to go outside of ourselves in looking for everything. You know, we don't know that there are so many precious jewels and things all around us, tools, resources, connections that can help us to grow our business. And yet we find ourselves seeking things outside of our inner circle or outside of our immediate surroundings, not looking for the diamonds that are already there. And so Diamonds Are All Around You was about that very thing, is teaching you how to go and find the tools, the resources, the things that you need that are right there in your very own backyard, the city that you live in, right around you. And of course, you can listen to the previous broadcast of The Diamonds Are All Around You by simply visiting womenaboutbiz.net. Again, that's womenaboutbiz.net. And once you get there, just click on podcast and you'll be able to listen to previous broadcasted shows. Again, I'm just so excited to be coming to you today, as we are in a little bit going to be introducing to you our featured guest, Juanita Craft. Juanita wrote a song that is just so absolutely beautiful. Not only did she write the song, but she produced the song. She sings the song. And I have been using this as my theme song this year, I Love Myself. And you'll get a chance to hear that song coming up a little bit later as Juanita is feature guest. 12:08 after the hour, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, moving right into the five questions of focus and action. Okay, well, ladies, for those of you that are new to the show, know that every year I have come up with five questions that will help you to self-coach, that will help you to go through a journey of discovery and helping you to take your business to the next level. And of course, it's no different this year. I've come up with five more questions that people have been telling me that they have already started having aha moments. You can ask yourself these questions as often as necessary So we're going to go ahead and get started with question number one. Have I prepared my mindset for greatness? Again, have I prepared my mindset for greatness? This is very key, very, very important, because preparing your mindset is something that is not just, you know, keeping a positive mindset, but it's preparing your mindset for growth. It's preparing your mindset to carry out your vision and to take action to your vision. It's about making sure that you have morning personal development in place and that you have created an affirmation that is customized and personal just for you. So, have I prepared my mindset for greatness is very key, because every single day, you can't just do it every other day or once a week or monthly or once a quarter, but you need to understand that every single day, you need to make sure you set your mindset in the direction that you want it to go, so that it will not stray far away from your purpose, from what it is that you want to accomplish. And question number two is, what are my goals and priorities for this week? Now, this is a pretty simple question, but sometimes it is the most simple questions that often become the most complex. Yes, there are business women who do not have themselves focused on their goals and their priorities for the week. And one thing I want to recommend to all of you is that every Sunday evening, you take the time, schedule 30 minutes, 45 minutes out of your time. As you retire for the evening, take the time to look at your planner. Look at your calendar. Now, you do have one, right? If not, guys, just start using Google Calendar. It's probably one of the best ones. You can have it on your phone. You can have it on your desktop. It syncs up with between your mobile and your desktop. You need it, right? But it's important that you take a look at your planner. And the one thing that you need to look at is, what activities do I actually have scheduled in my planner? And do I actually have tasks scheduled to support these activities that I am doing? And better yet, are these activities contributing to me making some money by weekend, which is Friday? I think as women, we don't keep ourselves focused enough on making money. And as a result, guess what? As a result, we don't make the money. We have to know what our priorities are, stay focused on marketing, stay focused on the number of leads that we are generating, and stay focused on closing the sale. As a matter of fact, expert Brian Tracy made this statement. He said that about 75% of your time as a small business owner should be spent on marketing and sales. Now, I know that's a huge chunk of your time, but when you think about it, it makes a whole lot of sense, because guess what? Marketing and sales is what brings your money in. And so if you look at your activity calendar and you don't see where you are doing some marketing, where you are doing one-on-one presentations or group presentations or closing the sale, you really have to go back as the CEO and rethink that thing, right? So definitely look at your goals and priorities. Moving on to number three, am I clear on my role and responsibility as CEO? Now, I mentioned this early on in the show. I already told you some things that you needed to do, but there are not enough business women who are clear on their roles as and responsibilities as the CEO. And I'm going to let you know now, so often as women, and this is something that I think that we have all in common, we get so excited about the fun parts of business, actually, you know, making the gift basket, standing before the crowd, speaking, you know, doing the actual act of the business, that we do not spend enough time working on the business. And that's something that we really have to improve on, right? And so I really want you to take this question. I want you to ask yourself this question and answer it honestly, and then go about your business of developing your role or your position description as the CEO. Here's question number four. What task will I be delegating to others and following through on? Again, what task will I be delegating to others and following through on? Probably one of the biggest things that I have learned as a CEO is I have learned the importance, certainly, of the word delegation. Delegation is so key, especially for small entrepreneurs. because when you are working as a solo business owner, it's so important for you to develop a power team of individuals who can assist you with getting things done, not just on a faster basis, but on a more quality basis to help you stay consistent, which is so very, very key. And so delegation is key. But the one thing I want you guys to understand about delegation is that do not get it conflicted and confused with the word abdication, which is something totally different. To abdicate means you're so happy to get that monkey off your back that you're about ready to throw all of the tasks that you normally do to someone else without really any concern, any direction, any sense of purpose of what needs to happen. So listen up. When you delegate, it is so important that you develop a delegation system for your company. This is one of the things that you need to be doing as a CEO owner. You need to always be ready to hand a person a description of what the task or project is, what the milestones and deadlines are, what your expectations are, and of course, any instructions that's going to help them to do it the way you want them to. Now, one of the things I like to say is that a person can't be you. They can't be you. There's only one of you. And one of the things that I know a lot of women have shared with me, I don't want to delegate to other people because they don't do it as good as me. Or I always end up having to pick up the task and do it myself and I'm wasting money. I've had a lot of business women to tell me that. But this is what you need to understand. If you develop a delegation system, you are not going to have that problem again. It's about developing the system, developing structure. And of course, if you just hand something to somebody and ask them to do it without direction, they're going to do it their way, right? So a person can't be you, but they can follow your directions. And that's what delegation is all about. Is about having individuals to follow your directions, staying on the course with your deadlines, your timelines, and the various things that you need done for your business. When you do that, you are definitely going to have a smooth transition when you delegate. But if you abdicate and just get the monkey off your back and throw the task or the project to them without any instructions, without a system for them to follow, guess what's going to happen? You got it. You've just put the ball in their hands. And, you know, some people work really well with self-direction and some don't. And so, of course, to save yourself all that frustration, delegation is the way you want to go. And then, of course, one of the things that you need to be doing in number five of the five questions of focus and action is, am I clear on my business finances? Well, this part is very key as CEO. And if right now, right this very instant, you can't write down the exact amount in your business checking account, guess what? Shame on you, because you need to know at all times what's going on financially. Now, you know, I do want to ask you guys this question. You do have a business checking account, right? I hope so, because as a business owner, you should be keeping separate all of your personal expenditures from your business expenditures, right? That's very, very important. Remember, as a business owner, if you are incorporated as an LLC or a S corporation or C corporation, of course, you have so many 100% tax deductions that it's just crazy. And you want to make sure that you take the most of your tax deductions. And so, again, I want to remind you to be clear on your business finances. That includes your bookkeeping, your checking account, your accounts payable. And last but not least, I think it's very important that every businesswoman knows how to prepare a cash flow analysis, which is simply an Excel spreadsheet at the top listing out the sales that are going to come into your company. And of course, behind that or below that would be all of your expenses that would be coming out of that money that you have brought into your company. At womenaboutbiz.net, we talk about all of this and more. And so I want to definitely encourage all of you, if you have not already, make sure you visit us at womenaboutbiz.net and make sure that you go ahead and you join our free membership. You know, our free membership is, I think, different than anywhere else in the nation as far as providing women with really good quality information. You gain access to our channels, our how-to articles. I give away a lot of wonderful things. So again, you definitely want to get hooked up with our free membership at Women About Biz. Coming up, we've got our special guest, Juanita Kraft, who is going to be sharing with us all about her I Love Myself campaign, her challenge that she wants to talk about. And I'm just so excited about it. But I'm even more excited about her song, I Love Myself. So I'm going to be playing that song in just a few minutes. I want to make sure that Juanita is on the air live. Juanita, I'm just checking to make sure you're there. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, make sure you go ahead and identify yourself again. Say yes, Juanita, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. I can hear you. We'll be bringing Juanita on in just a minute. And, of course, I will be playing her song, I Love Myself, before I bring her on, because it is just such a wonderful, wonderful song. And many of you who hear this song and listen to the words, you too will want to play the song in the morning to get your day going. I think loving yourself is so much more than just saying the words, I love myself. You know, I say it all the time. You ask any woman if she loves herself, of course she's going to say yes. But loving yourself is not just about what you want and what you think, but it's about doing what's best for you as well. And so we'll be talking about that in just a few minutes with Juanita Kraft. But before I introduce Juanita, I want to play for you at this time the beautiful song, I Love Myself. And there you have it, ladies. I Love Myself by Juanita Craft. Juanita, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm
wonderful,
here. How are you
wonderful
this morning?
I'm doing so wonderful. Ladies, I'd like to introduce to you Juanita Craft, a retired aerospace engineer, entrepreneur, network marketer, gospel singer and songwriter, and a single parent, she says. She is currently the owner of her own financial education business, and she does so much to help people to live an incredible lifestyle. She's a lifestyle motivator, is what I think. And Juanita, I just want to say to you, your song, I Love Myself, of course, it's one of my favorite songs because this is something that you do have to remind yourself of. And it's like giving yourself a hug when you listen to the song. So thank you for writing that.
Well, you know what? It was just something that, you know, came into my spirit. And, you know, every time I listen to it, it lifts me up as well. So, yeah, I really love it.
What inspired you to write the song?
Well, I had gone to visit. Well, I had actually gone for a conference, and in Dallas, and my girlfriend that lives there had told me about a body scan that she had done, and she said this scan will scan every area of your body, and also it would even tell you your emotions. And she mentioned that it told her she was thinking about Christmas trees, and she said, you know, I was thinking about Christmas trees, and so I said, I got to see this. I got to have this scan myself. And so when I got to Dallas for the conference, I went to the hotel, dropped off my bags, and then went straight to this clinic and had my body scanned. Well, when my heart was scanned, they printed out the results, and it said, you have a need for more love. And I said, oh, how do they know? I said, I do need more love. But, you know, I'm not, you know, wasn't in a relationship or anything like that. So how do you get more love if you don't get it from other people? And so I said, well, you know what? I'll just love myself. And so I went on started reading a lot of books and everything like that. And I read across one where the author just said, I love myself over and over again. He must have said it about 20 times. And I said, okay, so, you know, it's just the affirmation of saying it, planting that seed in your subconscious, and then you start doing things that, you know, that a person that loves themselves would do or not do, some things that a person that loves themselves would not do. So after that, my daughter asked me to speak at her girls' camp, and she says, what are you going to speak about? I said, self-love and affirmations, and then I wrote the song basically for that camp, and they loved it, and I just said, let me hold on to this for a while, let it marinate, and I'm releasing it now.
Well, you had some good seasonings in that marinade.
Well,
because
yeah,
it is definitely a song that everybody needs to know about. Let me ask you a question.
Thank you so much.
Why do you think women have a challenge with loving themselves?
Well, you know, I think it basically starts with your childhood. A lot of times you're criticized for all types of things, your hair, your, you know, your skin color, your weight, your some people are smarter than others, and you get criticized by your parents, your siblings, and bullies, and then, you know, you just compare yourself to others. You're thinking, you know, society has its own ideas of what beauty is, and, you know, and some people are paid attention to, you're ignored, and gosh, you know, you just kind of start feeling down on yourself, and sometimes you even end up in a relationship or something with somebody that, you know, that, you know, just treats you bad. And now you're feeling bad about yourself when, you know, and making you feel like you're not a good person, when a great person, when you really are. So, you know, I think that all of those things and others really contribute to people not feeling good about who they are. And it contributes to, you know, suicide. You see, you know, just people, alcoholism, drugs, and all types of things as a result of the lack of self-love.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I had to really admit to myself is that I wasn't taking care of myself health-wise and also weight-wise. You know, people don't want to think about the fact that they're not doing what's best for themselves. And so as a result, I had to really take a look in the mirror.
Yeah, we all do. We have to look at ourselves and what we eat, what we put in our bodies. Are we abusing ourselves by the food that we eat or the things that the alcohol or whatever it is that we do that are vices, smoking and things like that. They're vices and they are basically destroying our bodies, which, you know, is the temple of the soul. And, you know, you have to, you know, be grateful for your body and remember that God, you know, created you, and you have to take care of whatever it is that he gives you, not only your body, but your gifts and your talents. You know, you have to take care of those things.
Oh, absolutely. And I, you know, that brings to mind something in the Bible that we all have heard of, this commandment, which is to love your neighbor as yourself. And I know that God expects for us to really love ourselves at a high level. He feels that it's difficult to love somebody else if you're not doing what's best for you. So sometimes when you think you're out there sacrificing for others and driving yourself and just making yourself sick doing so much or stressing yourself out and you're not taking care of yourself, you may not be loving others like you think you are. What do you think about that?
Well, absolutely. In fact, it's impossible to love anybody more than yourself. And so that's why the Bible says love your neighbor as yourself. It doesn't say love yourself as you do your neighbor. It says love your neighbor as yourself. And that's one of the main top commandments. It's like right up there with, you know, thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart and soul and love thy neighbor as thyself. So it's not like at the bottom of the commandments. It's like right up there at the very top of commandments to love yourself. But I think we put that at the very bottom of our list. We put ourselves last all the time. We put ourselves behind after our children, our husbands, our jobs. So we don't get enough sleep. We don't know when to say no. We just forget about ourselves. And we just got to stop doing that. We've got to love ourselves first. And then we will be better able to love other people.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, this is the month of love. And so I want to encourage all of the ladies listening that as you get those Valentine gifts for that special someone, make sure you love yourself and recognize you as well. Juanita, I know that you've got a very special campaign coming up called I Love Myself. You want to share that campaign with us, what that challenge is all about?
Yeah, you know, it's really about remembering to love yourself and knowing and learning what self-love feels like. And so what we're doing is like a 7-day challenge, and it's going to be recurring on a weekly basis. And, you know, every day we have something that we focus on. For instance, Monday is called Meatless Monday. So that's designed to help you to alkalize your body, eating fruits and vegetables and plenty of water. And I mean, if you do eat meat, like maybe only 20%, and try to limit the animal protein that you consume. But focus on your weight. This is the day that you want to get on the scale and weigh yourself and just make sure that you're doing all the things that are right and just so that you can stay on point and after the weekend or whatever, you had a good time and everything like that, let's get back on track. Then Tuesday is Investment Tuesday, and not only are we going to be adding money or saving money or things like that, and we're going to talk about ways of investing, but we're also going to talk about, you know, personal investing, your personal development. What are you reading? Are you taking any courses? You know, you got to feel like you're worth it. And so that's what Investment Tuesday is about. But Wednesday is like power. It's about power. Are you on track with the accomplishments or your goals for your business or whatever? What are the things that you've set out to do this week? Are you on track form? Let's do that and feel good about what you've accomplished. Then Thursday is self-talk. Thursday, now we're going to really be doing self-talk all the time, but want to make sure that, you know, you on Thursday we're doing affirmations and everything like that. And now Friday.
Yeah, positive self-talk, right?
Yeah, positive self-talk. What are you saying to yourself? That's why the song says, say sweet phrases in your ear of all the things you like to hear. So
yes.
Friday is Forgiveness Friday. And this is so huge because we have carry around so much guilt and anger or shame about ourselves. And then maybe we might be holding a grudge against somebody else too. But what I found out about, you know, unforgiveness is that you carry that around like a chip on your shoulder, like, you know, like luggage. They call it baggage. And it really is. And it takes up space because every time you get ready to, you think about that thing, you have to relive it. And so if you didn't like it the first time, you know, I know you don't want to keep reliving it over and over again, but what happens when you forgive somebody or forgive yourself? It just creates space in your brain, in your subconscious mm-hmm. and everything. And now you don't have to relive it anymore. So now you have space to recreate something positive that you, you know, for yourself and your life. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I did this, you know, when I had to forgive some people in my life, you know, several years back, and as a result of that, I created a whole new dimension in my life, which allowed me to start writing music. I mean, this isn't something I've been doing since forever. It's, you know, it was a result of me learning how to forgive people that,
yes.
you know, I had, you know, bad thoughts about or whatever. And then Saturday is Self-Expression Saturday. It's the day that, you know, you're self-expressed. For you like to sing, find a way to sing, do some karaoke. If you like writing, make sure you take some time to write something. If you like to dance, find a place and a way to get your dance on. Whatever it is you like to do or however it is that you can be self-expressed, make sure you do that because I think that is super important for your happiness and for you to feel good about who you are, okay? Because one thing about being self-expressed is when you're expressing yourself and you're doing something that you're really good at, it makes you feel good about yourself. So that is a self-expression Saturday is definitely something that we don't want to leave out. And then on Sunday is Grateful Sunday, and we have to be grateful for everything that God has given us and, you know, meditate or whatever and just think about, you know, how you've been blessed. So, and then we repeat it. We repeat it and we just keep doing it and, you know, until it's like a habit and we know what self-love looks like and feels like.
Oh, wonderful. That is awesome. Now, let's get people connected to this movement and let's tell the listeners how they can be part of the self-love movement.
Well, I just created a new group called I Love Myself on Facebook, and I like to invite everybody to join the group and to start the challenge. You know, it's just a way of, as I said, reminding yourself to love yourself and just take a part, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I encourage people to, you know, post and say what they're doing to love themselves on that particular day. And
yes.
We're going to be posting a lot of good, great information and articles and all kinds of things. And I think it's going to be just something fun to do and meet new people.
Awesome. For those of you with a pen in hand, I just looked that group up on Facebook. So it is facebook.com/groups/ I Love Myself Today. And, of course, you can just go to your Facebook page and in the search tool, just put in I Love Myself and it will come up for you. So this is awesome, guys. Make sure you connect and join the movement. I think as women, it's so important for us to start the action of loving ourselves, not just say. Remember, anybody can ask you if you love yourself, but if you don't put action behind it, if you don't do what's best for you, then guess what?
Are you loving yourself the way God wants you to? So keep that in mind. Juanita, I am so glad that you were on the show today. And I'd like to ask you, can you share some ways that you love yourself? What do you like to do?
Well, I like to do a lot of things. And you know, the funny thing is, you know, people say, God, you're a jack of all trades, master of none. And I'm like, that's, you know, I don't care what people say. I just want to be self-expressed. So,
yeah.
But there's three ways that, you know, that I think that, you know, kind of sum it all up. First is, you know, say kind things to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Affirmation. Say positive things to yourself and do that every day. Do that every single day. The second one is forgive. I mean, I cannot express to you how important that is, forgiveness of yourself and forgiveness of other people. And that's going to not only, it's going to free up your subconscious, going to free up space in your heart, in your mind. And, you know, and in that space, you can create new and positive opportunities for yourself. And then the last one is be self-expressed. And so I know that every time I write a song, I feel like I just had a new baby, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just that, you know, because I only write when I'm inspired to. So, but you know, but when you're doing something you love to do, if it's like if you like to dance, go dance. If you like to skate, go skate. Just whatever it is that makes that expresses you as a person. When you don't do that, it's like you're all bottled up. You just need to let go and free it up and free up yourself. So those, I mean, in a nutshell,
mm-hmm.
just those three things, if you focus on those three things initially, you know, that'll get you, I think that'll get you on the right path. And, you know, that works for me.
Well, ladies, there you have it. You know, it's one, say kind and positive things to yourself. Number two, forgive. And, of course, three, be self-expressed. And you definitely need to constantly ask yourself, am I loving myself God's way? And with that, I'd like to thank you, Juanita, so much for being on the show today. And thank you so much for blessing us all with your beautiful song, I Love Myself.
Thank you, Trina, for having me. And thank you, ladies, for listening and hearing what I have to say. And I would love for you to follow me on my, be a part of my group and also listen to my song. Thank you.
Wonderful.
So much.
Wonderful. Well, ladies, again, that was Juanita Kraft, and Juanita wrote the beautiful song, I Love Myself, and she's creating a movement. And I am excited about it. I'm definitely going to be part of that movement. I listen to the song already every morning. And again, that Facebook group is I Love Myself. So if you go to Facebook and then just put in the search tool, I Love Myself Today, you will get the group and get invited to join. Well, it is 12:43 after the hour. And again, you're listening to No Other Than the Success Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your business success coach. I am just so excited that you all are here. So don't touch that keyboard. Don't hang up that phone because we've got just a little bit more information to share with you today. Well, first of all, I want to again share with you guys our theme for the month of February. I'm so very, very excited about this. And of course, it is a passion for follow-up. Yeah, you got it. Follow-up is just so very key. And I think that as business women, we have to make sure that we know the power in follow-up because you could do everything right in your business. You could have the best lead generation system. People can refer other people to you all day long, right? You can have people sending in emails and requests, calling, leaving voicemails for messages with you. You can go to networking events and collect business cards all evening or day long. But guess what? Without the power of follow-up, nothing is really going to happen. No activity is going to occur. And of course, the power of follow-up, the responsibility for follow-up in and of itself, it all begins with you. And so it is so important that you have a follow-up system. So what I want to do right now is I want to share just a few things with you that I think are essential and key for follow-up. And then all this month, every Monday this month, I'm going to be sharing with you a different aspect of follow-up and why it's important for you to have a passion for follow-up. So the first thing I want to share is the basis of laying your follow-up foundation, because a lot of people have not planned to have a follow-up system. So I want to share with you a few things that will get you up and going. Number one is that I think that you need to define what follow-up means for your particular business and your business industry, because each business industry is totally different. For example, some business industries' follow-up recipes might include an initial follow-up letter or a phone call to schedule an appointment for a presentation to close the sale, while some businesses require a simple phone call with a script. This means, ladies, that you must research and determine the best way to communicate with your prospective clients. Number two, I think, in follow-up and setting the foundation for follow-up is this is where your system really comes into play. I think it's important for you to create a follow-up binder. I know that we all depend on the computer a lot, but I think that we should have a dual system going on, because the computer is not 100% fail-proof, and sometimes, you know, power goes out in your community, in your building. Different things occur, and you need to be able to put your hands on your follow-up procedures. So again, I recommend that you have a dual system. Just duplicate it in a binder, whatever you have in your computer, duplicate it. You need to have a system that is complete with template email letters or letters that can be easily customized for sending out to individuals. You need to have your marketing materials printed so that you can put your hand on them. You need to make sure that you have your phone scripts that have been fine-tuned to target exactly what your contacts need. Now, listen up. It is the phone scripts that are really, to me, the most important. The phone scripts and the client intake form. These are the two most important things. Why is that? Because based on what you say and ask a prospective client, they are going to literally tell you how to close the sale with them. Whatever their needs are, whatever their pain is, whatever their concerns are, it must be integrated into your phone script of questions when you talk with them, or it must be integrated into a client intake form if they are digitally or virtually requesting a consultation or a coaching session with you. Then that client intake form needs to ask all of the right questions so that you know the best way to close the sale. Now, knowing the best way to close the sale isn't taking advantage of your prospective client. What it is taking advantage of the knowledge and the information so that you know, hey, this is how I need to benefit them. This is what I need to do to help them. Very, very important. And the other thing that I think is key is that you need to have a workflow system with your follow-up. That's number three, a workflow system. Now, how many days should lapse before you actually follow up with someone? I want you to think about that for a minute. And I also want you to think about right now, has it been hours, days, or weeks, months, or even maybe a quarter or a year that you have not connected with someone and you kept saying to yourself, I need to connect with them, I need to connect with them? So a follow-up workflow really will help you, because it will lay out the rules, not just for you, but if you have virtual assistants or admin assistants or people working with you to help you with that, it's going to also help them as well. So from the time a person connects with you until the time you close the sale and move them into another area of your business communication system, what is supposed to happen in between there? You have to determine what that's going to be. And I call that, again, the follow-up workflow. What's your follow-up workflow? Do you want to have a very strong rule that every person that connects with us via the internet, we must connect with them within 3 to 4 hours or within a 24-hour period? Or every person that calls us, we will return their phone calls within 2 to 3 hours that very same day. You have to determine what is it going to be. But what you do need to know and keep in mind as you prepare your follow-up workflow system is that customer service means everything to people, right? It means everything. And a person's opinion of you, of how you communicate, I just have to be transparent because I have made some errors myself from a communication standpoint that I am currently trying to straighten out with a few clients. But how you communicate with people, what your follow-up system is, it represents you. It represents your business. And if you get it right, if you get this one thing right, then you are going to have so many client referrals. So many people are going to refer you because they like the way you are treating them. You know, one of the things that having a follow-up system will do for you is that someone who may have been on the fence about retaining your services or buying your products may just like the fact so much that you are really good with communicating and following up with them, and other people, maybe competitors were not, that they are going to go with you because of that very thing. And so you have to know that follow-up is one of the most important jewels in business. It is definitely worth gold. And if you know how to become a queen of follow-up, you are going to go far in your business. The other thing I want to remind you of, I want to go back on the client intake form because that form is just so important. And by the way, if any of you are service providers, if you are coaches, if you are consultants, if you are in a service-oriented business where you have to give presentations or you have to talk with people, then hands down, you should have a follow-up client intake form, right? A client intake form is going to contain not only that person's contact information that you'll need, but it should also have very important questions that are going to help you to benefit that client the best, right? Very important. It's also, once you read through it and you understand what your client's pain is, their needs are, you are going to know how to close the sale with that client by readdressing and repeating the very words that they gave to you. So I think that's very key. And so again, I call it the client intake form. And these days, you can have both a physical hard copy of a client intake form, but you can also have a virtual copy of that as well. You've got free accounts that you can open up on typo.com. You can open up a free account at Calendy, C-A-L-E-N-D-Y, which is a calendar system, and they allow you to have forms as well. One of my favorites that I use as a client service CMS system is Visita, V-C-I-T-A, and Visita.com. They have a really good system, and they allow you to attach forms to your client intake and to your services that you offer. So, for example, if you're offering a free consultation, you can attach a form to that. And I know Calendy does the very same thing. Another site that I really like that has forms that gives you a free account is Formsite, F-O-R-M-S-I-T-E.com. I really like Formsite. I've actually been using Formsite now for about 15 years. It's never let me down. It allows you to embed your forms. So it's a really good tool. So again, you know, there are a lot of wonderful tools and resources out there for you to help you or aid you in developing a really super good follow-up system and serving as a resource for you. All you need to do is take action to use them. Let's quickly continue on with some other things that you need to do as far as follow-up is concerned and laying your foundation. The next thing that I think is correct that has to be done before is become sticky to your contacts. Ladies, you've got to have a way to stay in front of your prospects. You cannot, and I repeat, you cannot expect them to just remember who you are. Most individuals experience hundreds or even thousands of connections and messages every single day. So unless your message is informative and frequent, they will not easily remember you. And so this is where you have to determine how often are you going to stay connected to your prospective clients, to your current clients. Well, experts have a lot to say about that, but here's what it all sums up to. If you are in a sales mode to where somebody is connecting with you because they have opted into your list from your Facebook page or from your social media account somewhere else, from your website, from a lead page or what have you, most of the time, this is where you're going to put that person through what is called in today's terms a funnel system. And of course, a funnel system is an automated series of emails that are going to go out based on the time you set them to go out. So from the time that person opts in until they actually take action, make a purchase, or you discover that they are not as interested, what's supposed to happen from the email perspective, automation wise. And so again, that's considered a funnel system. I call it a workflow. It's a workflow system. Some other things that you can do is I want you to remember that so many people in our society today are really just all on the internet that when someone receives a handwritten note or card, it is over the top. It is so special. So let's not forget handwritten notes and cards. And I think when you have a lot of leads or prospects, it's kind of difficult to do that. But for those of you that might be coaches or consultants or counselors in that genre, I think that handwritten notes and cards might be very good. You may want to provide samples of your product or free trials. Now, listen, I've heard a lot of people talk about the fact that, you know, they no longer want to give anything free. They're so tired of giving everything free. But I really think that is because they don't understand the power of free. Free can be a win-win situation when you create a system for it to be, right? And so, of course, when you give free samples, when you give free trials, you need to have it in a system where you can follow up, where you are able to connect with the individual, which means that you need to have a lead page where they can leave their name, their phone number, and in exchange for receiving that free trial or that free product. Very important. Another thing that I think is really key to become sticky is to have discounts or coupons, but I want to caution you and say you need to have them with expiration dates for your products or services, okay? This is very, very key. And then, of course, if you want to have a general email that you send out to people and you don't want to do it every single day or you don't even want to do it every week, experts say that sending out an e-newsletter every 14 to 21 days, believe it or not, gives people a feeling that it is more frequent than that, okay? So again, an e-newsletter that is at least every 14 to 21 days can give the feeling that you're getting something more frequently. And of course, don't forget that you can stay in contact with your prospects, with your current clients, with those people that are following you on social media, by developing free teleclasses, free webinars, free audios, different things of value, because you always have to add value in your follow-up system. But you can add these valuable things, and people will remember you more for the value that you've added in their life, more so than your name or your business. Trust me, I know this for all too true. And then, of course, it's important to remember important dates, such as birthdays, anniversary dates, their business anniversary. It's very, very important because when you remember them on these dates, they will remember you. So this is in reference to number four, becoming sticky to your clients. And then number five, as you are talking to people and you're learning more about them, whether it's in a one-on-one meeting at a networking event, Ladies, please don't forget to take detailed notes. This is so very, very important, so very key. And then lastly, number five, one thing that we forget to do as business women, hands down, is ask for the darn business. Ask for the business, ladies. Don't forget. All of the follow-up in the world won't help you if you don't ask for the business. And while you shouldn't appear to be pushy, you should simply ask, what can I do for you to become, for you to become my client or customer today? So there are many, many benefits in having a really good follow-up system. But at the top, are it increases your sales, it gains you new referrals, it increases repeat business, it opens the door for other opportunities, it gives you confidence and motivation to keep following up, and you never have to ask the question, where would I be if I would have followed up with all of my leads? Well, ladies, there you have it today. I want to remind all of you to make sure you go check out my new incredible movement that we are starting with Women About Biz and our sister company, Lifestyle for Her, My Life Purpose, and the Life Purpose Challenge. Make sure you go to lifestyleforher.net. And of course, you will see information about the challenge right there on the website. It has been my pleasure, my joy to be here with you on this Monday. I'm so excited this first day, this first Monday of February, the month of love. And a big shout out and thank you again to our featured guest, Juanita Craft, and for the song that she wrote that is so inspirational, I Love Myself. On behalf of Women About Biz, I want to thank everybody for listening today. Take care and have a productive week. Bye-bye.